This is KUT. After years of legal battling, the Environmental Protection Agency has quietly removed Texas from a list of states that need to comply with some air pollution rules. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the regulations were aimed at curbing cross-state air pollution.
The idea was, if you have a power plant, especially a coal power plant in your state that causes pollution in other states, you had to clean that power plant up.
EPA had decided that Texas was causing two types of problems. It was causing too much ozone smog in other states, and it was causing too much fine particles.
Daniel Cohan is a professor of environmental engineering at Rice University. He says cleaning up those emissions can cost money that could cause some coal plants to just shut down. So Texas joined a lawsuit to fight the rule, and
the courts didn't trust EPA's finding that Texas was actually contributing to particles in other states.
Now the EPA has announced it will simply remove Texas from a list of states that need to cap that particulate pollution. That was met with disappointment from some public health advocates. Adrian Shelley is head of Air Alliance Houston.
The fact is that air pollution from power plants, it kills people. And so any rule that we can get to reduce air pollution from power plants, we think is an important step forward.
But the real impact of removing Texas from the rule is still unknown. For one, Shelley says there's a second EPA rule called the Regional Haze Rule that may overlap with the cross-state rule to limit some pollution.
So there are still many power plants in Texas that are subject to the Regional Haze Rule. And those plants will have to reduce sulfur oxide pollution under that Regional Haze Rule.
But that rule is tied up in the courts, too.
We're in this odd position where we have two major rules that, because they've been tied up in court so long, we're really waiting to see how they affect Texas power plants.
Again, Rice's Daniel Cohan.
At the same time, the market is already making many of these facilities virtually obsolete or unprofitable.
In fact, the switch away from coal to renewables and natural gas in Texas has already reduced particulate pollution here below levels mandated by the cross-state air pollution rule. In effect, Texas is in compliance, even though it no longer has to be, says Al Armendariz, a former EPA administrator who now works at the Sierra Club.
I think the cross-state air pollution rule would have been a nice backstop in Texas to prevent any kind of backsliding and prevent emissions from Texas from going up. At the same time, the practical impact is that we're seeing Texas already complying with the requirements.
It's part of a market trend away from coal that health and environmental advocates hope continues as the next presidential administration aims to roll back environmental regulations and encourage the coal industry. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.